Application cache is an HTML5 technology that's been around for a little while now, and it's reasonably well supported across the desktop browsers as well as the mobile browsers. It gives you the ability to cache your application as opposed to your data, which you'd be using other technologies like local storage for. With application cache, you're talking about caching your HTML, CSS, and JavaScript, as well as any other assets, images, and so on. And the way it works is you simply set up a cache manifest file sitting on your server's root, and the browser will basically pull it down when it pulls down your website for the first time. And it will sort of look at this. And in the simplest case, it's just a list of all these files that you want the browser to save. So the browser is going to see, oh yes, we've got index.html, app.js, app.css. Great, we've already got those because we've just pulled them down for the app, and it's going to basically store them in the browser and keep them there in a special cache area, a little bit different to the usual cache, which of course gets periodically purged. This actually, you know, it's going to keep a dedicated area to keep all of your app's assets, all of that logic and that display and so on, to keep it there inside the browser. And this is kind of cool. This lets us do with web apps a little bit like what we can do with native apps, which is have them working when we don't have any internet, or when the internet temporarily goes down as we go through a tunnel or something like that. Okay, very nice. But I wanted to raise a few of the challenges developers are having right now with application cache, and I'm afraid it's going to be a little bit negative. I don't really have all the solutions ahead, but it just gives you a feel for some of the reasons why we're not seeing as many offline apps as we could be. A couple of offline apps that are actually out there. One is Lanyard, which is a great example. Another one is the Wikipedia app. If you Google for offline Wikipedia, really nice implementation of this. Basic stuff with app cache, it's actually pretty easy. But to do a real production site like Lanyard, that gets tricky. And the reason I mentioned that site is because Jake Archibald just did a JSConf talk about this. If you Google for app cache or application cache as a douchebag, he's basically explained a few of the problems. And there was also a post by James Pierce explaining some of these issues. Firstly, application cache, it has the problem that there's no real tools around for this, right? So it's really hard to get a feel for what's in the browser, what's actually being cached, let alone actually being able to manipulate that, being able to edit it or delete it from the browser. It's really hard, and it gets kind of tied in with the general cache. In Chrome, I tend to open up private sessions all the time just so that there's no cache involved. But, you know, it's tricky, right? It's difficult to just work out what exactly you've just written versus what you wrote 10 minutes ago. Hard to know what the browser's actually doing. Secondly, it gets tied in with the normal browser cache. So, for instance, if you have cache manifest, the actual cache manifest file, if that file happens to be cached, if you're not doing the right things to break the caching mechanism, sending out the right headers and so on, you're going to end up in a very confusing situation where the browser will keep thinking, oh, it's still the same version, and it thinks that the underlying application hasn't changed. There's also this kind of weird situation where you have to keep revving the version, so you have to, you know, just remember to update that, you know, add some new comment, or if you have to go through some process of automating the whole thing so you get a checksum in the application cache so the browser knows it's changed. And finally, when you do change your application, when you do an update, the browser will still serve the old version the next time because it will serve it from locally. And it's only after that that it will go off to the cache manifest and say, oh, I see you've changed. So the next time the user visits, they'll get the new one. But meanwhile, you've fixed your buggy app or put in some new version, and the user's not actually going to see that. And this is a problem. I would like to see the browsers get a lot smarter about how they handle this, and hopefully longer term, the browsers could be a little bit more high level about how they handle this, so they could actually provide some explicit support. I'd love to see a dialogue, for instance, that tells the user, hello, the application's been updated, do you want to upload, do you want to update to the new version? I'd like to see these things updated in the background. If the browser knows the user keeps visiting this site, why not keep it there? Synced in the background. Thank you.